Chapter 10. The Return Home. The long journey passed quickly and pleasantly. William told Fanny that he was looking forward to returning to his ship, this time as a lieutenant. "Oh, Fanny, just think of it," he said. "I'll have more responsibility and I'll be earning much more money too. I'll save some of my pay and one day I'll buy a little house for you and me to live in." It gave Fanny great pleasure to see William so excited and to hear him talk about his ship and his dreams. He was in a happy, light-hearted mood, and he made her laugh and smile with amusing stories of life aboard ship. She was content to listen and be entertained. William would have liked to talk about Henry Crawford, the man who had helped him get his promotion and who was responsible for his present happiness. He didn't understand why his sister Fanny felt so cold towards Henry. But William was young and romantic and believed in love, so he was ready to accept Fanny's explanation that she couldn't marry a man she didn't love. He was careful not to mention Henry when he talked to Fanny, because he knew it upset her. Fanny didn't want to think about Henry Crawford at all, but she hadn't been allowed to forget either him or his sister Mary. When Henry left Mansfield Park, Mary also went away to stay with a friend in London, but she wrote regularly to Fanny. In every letter, she wrote of Henry and his feelings for Fanny, and she described the disappointed young ladies in London who had hoped to make Henry Crawford fall in love with them. Each time Mary wrote, Henry added a few lines to his sister's letter with warm words for Fanny. He still dreamed that one day Fanny would return his love. "I hope Mary will soon get tired of writing to me," Fanny said to herself with a sigh. "Then I will be safe from Henry and his messages of love." After 2 days of travel, William and Fanny arrived in Portsmouth. Fanny's heart was beating loudly as the coach passed through the familiar streets of her childhood. As they got nearer the house where she had spent the first 10 years of her life, she found herself thinking about her family. It was more than 8 years since she had left them, and her younger brothers and sisters must have changed a great deal in that time. A sister, Betsy, had been born 5 years before, and another sister, Sarah, had become ill and died a few years after Fanny left home. But the Prices were Fanny's real family, and she desperately wanted to get to know them again. She wanted to love them and be loved by all of them. But she didn't know what her brothers and sisters felt about her. They probably didn't remember her very well and were no longer interested in their sister. They might even be jealous of her because she had been living in a rich home for the last 8 years. She felt more confident about her mother. "My mother's feelings won't have changed," she thought. "It's natural for a mother to love her children." But then she thought sadly, "I don't suppose it will make much difference to my father. He never seemed very interested in my sisters or me." She turned to her brother. "Oh, William, I've been away for such a long time and so many things have changed," she said. "Sarah is dead, and I've never even met Betsy. I do hope our other brothers and sisters haven't forgotten me. Do you think they will love me and accept me as their sister?" "Dearest Fanny," answered her brother affectionately, "of course they will love you. It may take a little time, that's only natural, but very soon they will learn to love you as I do. Mother certainly loves you, and I'm sure she has always loved you, even when you were far away. But you mustn't be surprised if she's too busy to spend a lot of time with you. She's got a lot to do, and our servants aren't as efficient as the servants at Mansfield Park. Mother doesn't seem to manage them very well." At that moment, the coach reached the Prices' house, and Fanny's mother and two sisters came to the door to welcome them. Fanny saw that her sister Susan, who was now 14, had grown into an attractive young girl. She and little Betsy greeted Fanny politely, and they both seemed glad to see her. Her mother was clearly very happy to see her eldest daughter again and put her arms lovingly around Fanny. "Dearest Fanny, how you've grown," she said. "You were just a little girl when you left, and now you're a young lady. Come inside, my dear. You must be tired after the long journey. We'll talk later when you've rested. Betsy, go and tell the servant to bring some tea for your sister." Fanny was so happy and excited to see her mother again that for a moment she was unable to say anything. But to Fanny's great surprise, her mother didn't wait for her to speak. She left Fanny standing in the hallway and hurried off to welcome William and give him a message from the captain of his ship. "My dear William," she said, "your ship will be ready to leave very soon and you must join it at once. You're going to be away for many months. Oh dear, how will I get your things ready in time?" While their mother was busy with William, Susan took Fanny into the living room. Fanny couldn't imagine that such a small space was a living room for a large family. Almost immediately, however, she realised her mistake and was ashamed. She hoped that no one suspected her thoughts. "I must be careful," she thought. "It's very wrong of me to compare my home here with my home at Mansfield Park. I must show Susan and the others that life at Mansfield Park hasn't spoilt me. It would be terrible if my own family thought that I was critical of them or their home." Susan couldn't help wondering what Fanny would think of their poor home after living in luxury at Mansfield Park. Perhaps she would think that her own family was inferior to the rich Bertrams. But Susan was a fair, sensible girl and wanted to know her sister better before deciding whether she could like her or not.